SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, laporan terbaru dari Ombudsman Industri Telekomunikasi menunjukkan masalah dengan kesalahan teknis dan koneksi internet yang tidak merata terus berlanjut di seluruh Australia. Meskipun keluhan secara keseluruhan menurun dibandingkan tahun lalu, masalah dengan layanan dan kualitas internet, demikian juga tuduhan atas perilaku yang menyesatkan oleh perusahaan telepon seluler, masih meningkat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Gareth Boham untuk SBS News. Cynthia Gibbard, selaku Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman negara ini, telah meneliti perusahaan telekomunikasi negara ini selama setahun terakhir. Hasil temuan terbarunya tidak menentu.
We are seeing a further drop in complaints compared to the same time last year, so about 19%, which, you know, pat on the back for the industry doing a good job of driving down complaints, but there's always an opportunity to continue to improve. You know, there are still some hotspot areas that we're concerned about, and that's now touching on both internet and mobile, so still work to be done.
Keluhan layanan internet meningkat 8,5% pada kuartal sebelumnya dengan lonjakan 32% dalam masalah yang dialami dengan layanan intermittent atau hubungan yang terputuskan.
Increases recorded for consumers struggling to get connected to an NBN service, problems with the bill, as well as service quality like dropouts and slow data speeds. A lot of customers are having trouble getting connected in the first place, and then there's some others that are having issues with quality of the service when they do. And we looked into it a bit more, and the majority of the fault and connection complaints were coming from parts of Brisbane and some outer suburbs of Sydney.
Namun Ombudsman mengatakan layanan ponsel tetap menjadi jenis yang paling banyak dikeluhkan yang mencakup hampir separuh dari sekitar 17.000 pengaduan yang diterima antara bulan Januari dan Maret.
We're particularly concerned that we are still seeing a growing number of misleading conduct complaints. So people being pressured or sold things that weren't what they intended when they purchased a product. So, you know, really that's a big concern for us. What we do see is some real impact on particularly vulnerable consumers who went into a store to buy one thing and came out with additional products and services that they hadn't intended, and they don't always find out about it until they see it on their bill.
Jaringan National Broadband Network sering menjadi sasaran kemarahan konsumen, namun perusahaan itu sendiri menunjukkan bahwa keluhan tentang kesalahan dan koneksi sebenarnya turun 49% pada kuartal yang sama tahun lalu. Menanggapi laporan Ombudsman itu, seorang juru bicara perusahaan tersebut mengatakan pernyataannya sebagai berikut.
Some of the customer-focused improvements we have delivered include enhancements to information relating to network outages on NBN's website, improvements to customer appointment setting, remediation times, SMS messaging, and customer notifications. We are also delivering more fibre and enabling internet retailers to deliver faster broadband services to more areas. We remain committed to finding ways to continue to improve the customer experience and resolve issues faster and more efficiently.
Namun, Consumer Action Law Center mengatakan laporan itu berisi keprihatinan yang sama dengan industri yang disorot dalam laporan sebelumnya. Petugas kebijakan senior David Hofiorka mengatakan perusahaan telekomunikasi tidak berbuat cukup untuk orang-orang yang mengalami kesulitan keuangan.
We're finding it especially difficult at the moment. The report shows that more than 3,000 people were not assisted by their telco provider even after the matter was referred to them by the ombudsman, and shows that telcos are simply not doing enough under the current regulatory framework, which is not working. Telecommunications is an essential service and should be regulated like an essential service.
Ia mengatakan konsuler keuangan pusat tersebut telah mengalami peningkatan permintaan yang signifikan untuk layanan mereka sejak awal tahun.
They recently saw an elderly lady who had her internet disconnected 6 times over the last year by a major telco provider because they kept getting her bill wrong.
Pusat tersebut telah meminta pemerintah federal yang mewajibkan perusahaan telekomunikasi untuk memberikan bantuan tepat waktu kepada mereka yang kesulitan sebelum mereka harus meneruskan keluhan mereka ke Ombudsman. Demikian tadi sebuah laporan mengenai keluhan terhadap perusahaan telekomunikasi yang semakin meningkat. Laporan itu disusun oleh Gareth Pohem untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.